This is 89.1 WEMU, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. It is our ongoing feature that looks at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County, and we do so through the eyes and experiences of artists, creative workers, and businesses that help shape our local quality of life, place, and economy. WEMU's Creative Impact content partner is the Arts Alliance, and Deb Pollock is its president and CEO, and she serves as our co-host. Hey, Deb, what's the creative industry topic today?
You know, David, as you report daily, the mayhem caused by COVID-19 continues, and as I prepare for each Creative Impact show, I always think first about the impact on people before I get to the actual reporting on the impact of the arts and the creative industry.
I know what you mean. It's kind of hard to move beyond that focus on the human impact, but there's more to tell that is newsworthy and important to document as we continue to move forward. Those are also those stories that give us hope.
Yeah, and I hope today's one of those stories of hope. So we're going to talk at least, you know, hopes in the stories of arts and creative industries and invention and creativity. So let's welcome our guest, Mike Green of Mike Green & Associates, a performing artist management agency right here in Ann Arbor.
Well, Mike, welcome to Creative Impact.
Well, thank you. Nice to have you back, David. We missed you.
Oh, thank you very much. Very kind
Absolutely.
Words.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Mike, would you give our listeners just a very brief description of what the role of an artist management agency is, or at least what it was before COVID?
Well, we're actually a booking agency as opposed to a management agency.
Okay.
And the difference is that a manager tends to take care of an artist's total career, and they work on not just the performances, but recording, all the other logistical parts of an arts fair, publishing, and the booking agency pretty much is focused on putting together live performances, that part of it.
So
what we've been doing for all these years is building tours, national tours for the most part, for 10 to 12 artists at a time. There'll be some run out individual dates in their region, but more often tour to another part of the country for a weekend to 2 weeks and then go home. So it's that kind of negotiation, and it's a combination of all different kinds of performances and venues.
You have had the opportunity to book some amazing artists, of American roots, Celtic and folk artists. We're talking about people like John McCutcheon, Carrie Newcomer, Tom Paxton, and Duo Duo, to drop a few names. So how is it that you came to book these international names from right here in the Midwest in Ann Arbor?
Oh, well, I started out as a performer in the late 70s. I wasn't really that good, but I got myself a lot of work, so I was good at that part of it. I joined the Fleming Agency here in 1987 and worked with them two different stints, but for about 15 years. And when I left there, I had a lot of contacts and I guess enough of a national reputation to start attracting some artists of international renown, much to my surprise.
And Ann Arbor's kind of a little pocket of well-respected artist management companies. And Mike, you're the immediate past board president of the North American Performing Arts Managers and Agents. So wouldn't you say that we're kind of like this little special gem here in the United States?
Yeah, but the thing is that it's nice. Yeah, there are, I guess, four agencies that I'm aware of that are here.
And there are more that preceded, too, over the years. I remember like Donna Zions way back in the day.
Oh yeah, and her agency still like a version of that is still here too. One thing that's really happened over the years is that the focus on New York and L.A. and Nashville has really diminished in a way that you can be any place and do this work.
And aren't we lucky for that?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, obviously that has been a change as things have gone more and more online, and that brings us to COVID-19. Mike, how would you describe how the pandemic has changed the manner in which you have to work with artists?
We had to learn a whole new skill set. We had to figure out how to manage because everything stopped, all the touring stopped. I can give you a quick evolution of what's happened, but really quickly, everything started to cancel, you know, in right around March 10th or 13th. I can't remember the day. I remember
yep,
that
the
13th
there was, is what I booked.
I look at Friday, I think there was a Friday the 13th.
Right.
Things were really falling apart. We had a tour for a Louisiana band called the Revelers up through the Midwest. And it was a tour I was so proud of. It was a lot of work to put it together and finally got it all routed. And then a few days before this, they were supposed to start, we started getting the calls. There was a university date in Indiana that just decided to close the campus. And we were all, I mean, us and all the artists, at first the response was like, well, how do we salvage these dates? And then we realized over the course of just a few days, it's like, no, it's not our responsibility to salvage the dates and the short-term income. It's really what is the safest thing for everybody. And we all shifted to that. Figured we'll figure out the money later, but let's not kill people. So
the
band had a few dates canceled, and they still left from Louisiana, and they were driving up towards the first date in Cedar Rapids. They got as far as St. Louis, and like things, you know, everything was going crazy. And they called me from there and just said, we're going home.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance is here. We're talking with Mike Green. He is the owner and agent with Mike Green and Associates, and we're discussing how tours are booked and what is happening now that we're in the midst of a pandemic. We've all heard about, and many of us have logged on to stream the performances of musicians on the internet. So while the Revelers were in St. Louis, were you already thinking about how do I get access for this band to the people that we're expecting to see them? I mean, what is your assessment of the benefits or challenges of streaming for the audience?
Oh, well, back then, we weren't even quite looking at that. That was panic mode for a few weeks. There was a whole evolution of what we did, a lot of trial and error. A lot of the artists started doing like Facebook Live events with, you know, donations only, and there were some successes and some complete duds. And most of the artists that we're working with now, we've shifted to doing ticketed shows, being really, really careful about timing and not competing like within the same time zone, because we learned really quickly that anything that happens online for an artist, they're basically compete with themselves with any other show that they're going to do. So we had to figure out how to differentiate the shows from each other, how to focus them both on regions and themes. It's been a real complex, like a Rubik's Cube.
So do you suspect that, thinking about our time here, we're going to be wrapping up here shortly.
Yep.
Do you suspect that, I'm here now 8 months in, that there are long-term business changes prompted by this that you're going to predict are here to stay?
We think that there will be a live stream aspect that will stick around, because now we've collectively learned a lot about how to do it well. And it's going to keep improving as the technology improves. So I think there will be that element that's going to be there. Like, for example, like a local place like the Arc, which can seat 400 in good times, they could sell 400 in-person tickets, but sell another 1,000 tickets online.
For virtuals,
other people
could
tune in if they have the technology in-house.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the kind of thing that can happen.
Personal here for just a quick second. You've been in the business for about as long as I have, and your business and career was going as planned, and maybe you were looking at retirement out there on the horizon, and then COVID hit, causing a major disruption. What was that like for you personally?
Oh, terrifying. I mean, really looking at all of our income just disappeared. You know, it's like you're looking at, first it looked like, oh, we're going to lose a few months of income. Then it was really clear. It's like, okay, it's going to be for sure through the summer. And now it's probably all the way through next summer for the most part.
And then also
what we're guessing, except for
what
we can,
right?
What we can salvage. So, yeah, so we're looking at how do we limp through until we do get some kind of retirement. It's a constantly moving question.
Even though you can see a time past COVID, we don't know when that's going to be. How do you, your artists, and all those you work with, hold on to the hope?
What we have really seen in doing some of these live stream events, the participatory events are the ones that create the most excitement. And we've had, you know, some like Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, for example, did a fiddle retreat online. They moved it from a personal thing where they would normally draw 100 to 150 people, and 360 showed up and were there with them all weekend. There is this great, if you use the technology well, you can still create real connections between people. It goes past just the music.
And so important, these are those connections.
Community. So we're learning how important that connection is, and we have to make use of it however we can do it.
Well, hey, Mike, thanks for connecting with us today on Creative Impact and giving us a glimpse into your world.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Mike, and we will certainly provide all the links and everything else necessary for those who go to our website to link to yours. Thank you so much. That is Mike Green, owner and agent with Mike Green and Associates, trying to reinvent the business of representing and managing tours for performing artists in a time of COVID-19. And Deb Pollock will be back again with another show in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. In the meantime, be well, look forward, and keep it creative.
This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond. I'm David Fair, and once again, for all information about today's topic, go to WEMU.org.